And now the sound of some birds for whom the border doesn't mean a whole lot.
I'm standing here. I'm standing here on the actual border fence, right on its last pylon as it ends. After this point, there's no more fence. So this is the fence that extends out east past Calexico. And what I'm seeing right now is breakfast served on both sides of the border. The entire Calexico camp is pushed forward to the very gate. The Border Patrol is now standing between, in manned lines between the Calexico side and the Mexicali side, but people are throwing oranges across the gate and passing coffee and breakfast over their shoulders, essentially, over the shoulders of the Border Patrol. And this is the first breakfast that we've had on both sides of the border.
Well, right now we're exactly on the line. We're a little north of the line, but we're on the fence. And we've got some people banging on the wall, shaking my coffee. I'm actually drinking my coffee in Mexico while standing in the United States.
Well, we went out to El Centro to protest against the detention center. That's where ICE is rounding up people and holding them and keeping them away from their families and then sending them away. And we say that that's inhumane and wrong, and we want to see the detention centers also destroyed.
We're here with you in solidarity. We're here to protest the detention of people all over the world. The situation where people cannot escape their economic or political situation when they have no other alternative. We here in the United States, our governments are responsible for this all over the world. We're here in solidarity with you because we believe that no one is illegal, that everyone has the rights of freedom, of movement, to leave to find a better life. We are here. Some are old, some are young. We are from Mexico. We are from here. We are from all over the world. And we are here in solidarity with you. Yes, we can do this now. You're not alone. You're not forgotten.
To be here is a serious thing as well, because the fact of knowing that one side can cross freely there, as if there is no border, is cool. But the reality is different, because if I go beyond this little border, the police are going to come quickly, and their gangs will shoot at us.
Soy London de Tijuana, Baja California.
My name is London from Tijuana, Baja California. The encampment is more symbolic than it is about destroying the actual wall. It's a way to stand against what the wall represents. It represents division, death, separation between worker, migrants, better yet, against the human race. Well, I was born over there, but I had family that I lived with who weren't.
escondidos realmente.
And it was a lot like living in hiding, without access to many things.
Por parte de mis familiares y ser, pues,
it's more like a state of living in fear due to not wanting to be deported.
My name is Sam, and originally I'm from Los Angeles. My mother crossed the border, and so when I read any article about people crossing the border, when I research any information about immigrants crossing the border, I feel it affects me personally because my mother is a product of the situation, you know? And my mother has, you know, helped her family come to the United States. And I feel that, you know, it's just a really important issue because the policies of this government have led to some of the damaged economies in the global South. So for me not to be involved in an action like this makes me feel like I'm being an irresponsible citizen of the United States. I feel like I have to raise awareness about how our policies, our free trade agreements specifically, concern others around the world. And immigration is not just people trying to move to another place, it's them trying to survive, trying to feed their families. And you know, I really believe that the militarization and the criminalization that's come in patrolling the border is absolutely devastating, that people are going across the desert trying to come, and they're starving, you know, they're dying midway through, and they're having to face attacks by the Minutemen. So that's part of the way it affects me. And it affects me in the sense that, you know, I can't continue to live and study knowing that people are suffering and continuing to suffer because of stupid laws that separate people.
Mexico, Mexicali, and the imaginary space in between, this is Seth Porcello.